Just first of all, our daily Adam Lowry update today.
Skated again this morning on his own. He'll make the trip. I would have the same as possible for playing on the trip. I wouldn't list him as probable yet. He's got to get into a full contact practice and feel strong before we do that.
Your thought process in your bottom six right now, how you'll try and work that, kind of what are you looking at going into this week?
Balance, for one thing. We have some shooters in our top six. We need some guys that can kill penalties, and then intensity and style of play. It's not an easy job sometimes to come off the bench in 6 to 8 to 10 minutes and be sharp and strong, but that's part of that job, so we need guys that can do that.
Does Brendan Lemieux's first game get him a second one here against Pittsburgh?
It's a good look this week. We'll make the decisions on health probably after tomorrow's practice.
When you mentioned the style of play for that bottom six, is that partly reflective of who your opponent's going to be and the type of game you're expecting?
It's also the role that you need. Like, if we're going to have guys kill penalties on there, there's a certain... Normally, penalty killers look a certain way. But then how the group fits, right? How the line fits. Is there chemistry there with the other players? Can they feel free to score? You know, that's there. It's usually a simpler game, pucks to the net and grind and pucks to the net. But having skill in your bottom six is what we'd all shoot for. But we got to kill penalties, and we got guys that can win face-offs to do that, and guys that will get into shooting lanes.
Paul, what does Toby Enstrom's presence mean, a veteran presence on a young team?
You know what? He was, I think, his best game in Minnesota, played really well, not just the setup on the goal, but his overall play. I think Toby's consistency, he doesn't like staying off the ice. He's fought through injuries over last year especially. A pretty calming influence when you bring a player like Tucker in. You can play him with him, and you can explain the game to him. So he's got a lot of experience. He's played kind of all of it. You know, he's been a power play guy early in his career. He's morphed into a guy that now kind of stays at home a bit more when he plays with Dustin or when he played with Tyler. So he's got a great amount of experience, and he's willing to share that with the younger players.
Speaking of his injuries, he missed the remainder of last season after taking a hit from Tom Sestito. Is there any bad blood or bad feelings about
it? I don't think that Toby's going after anybody in the game. But those are physical games. I would expect they'll be kind of the same. There's an edge when both teams play. Our team looks different. They've added Reeves to their team on their blue line or on their back bottom six. And but it'll still be a physical affair.
Well, to go from 5 days of practice and not playing games, I think it's going to be 7 and 12 starting Thursday. What will that jump be like for the team?
Well, you're going to get some rest. Not so much that they were fatigued, but anybody that's got a minor injury, we've been able to work on that for the week and get guys pretty healthy, and then it'll all start all over again. And I'm not complaining about the 5 days off. I'd like to take that 7 and 12 and maybe spread it over those extra days. We'd have been fine with that, but our schedule is fair now. So much better than it was last year. We got a real tough stretch, and it starts really this week, but we get into a real tough November, December schedule. Everybody has that stretch, so getting rested and getting healthy now is important.
Is there a challenge to get that jump going in that first game back when there have been so many days?
There really is. I think in a lot of ways you're fortunate going into Pittsburgh because you play the Stanley Cup champions, you're going to be buzzing because you know they'll make you look bad if you're not. So it's probably good that we're going in there at this time. We're rested, but fear is a great motivator. You know, just you got to be on your game against those elite teams, and that usually will get you skating, which is what we need to do.
Players talked a lot last year, I remember, during the tough stretch of schedule, that they didn't mind it. They liked that they were playing games,
right,
and they didn't want to practice as much. They liked it that way. But as a coach, it's obviously better this way.
Especially early in the year, and really with a young team where we didn't have any practice time for about 2 straight months, or you're on the ice far more than a body should be. So this, much better early in the season, like to get some practice time in. So I don't have any complaints over the 5 days. It's not easy to manage sometimes, but we picked the theme, and that theme was trying to get to our speed game, to our quick game. It was coming off the Columbus game especially. I think we got to it pretty well in many, but we've really focused this week on going as fast as we can and trying not to slow practice down by bringing in too many coaching drills where you're working on something specific. So we look fast on the ice right now, but nothing prepares you for a game better than the game, so we just got to get back into it.
Held up, get the start to begin this road trip.